This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we continue our coverage of Boats and Bluegrass 2015 with The Last Revel. The three members of the band share with us stories about their new album, their songwriting process, and more. I'm Mohamed Idrous, and you are listening to the Live Feed on KQAL Winona.
This is Ann for KQAL and the Live Feed here with
Vinny Donatelli,
Ryan Aker,
Lee Hankey.
All right, and they are from The Last Revel here at Boats and Bluegrass. So you guys had a album come out this past year, am I right?
Absolutely.
All right, tell me a little bit about that. What were some stories or inspirations that went into it?
We were going through some darker stuff at the time. You know, that all kind of came into play when we were writing songs and putting the whole thing together, because they had to work together too.
It was a winter album. We recorded in December and January of last winter, and I think a lot of that kind of came through as well. But overall, I mean, I think we're really, really happy on how it all turned out overall, and it's a pretty good showcase of where we were at the time. So,
all right. And so, what is your usual songwriting process? Do you do like music first, lyrics first, or?
Usual is kind of a weird question right now, because we've been kind of going at it at all angles right now. And in the past, we usually get the lyrics and a really good chord progression down, but then it gets changed up almost as soon as anybody else hears it.
Yeah. From the original conception of whether Lee wrote it or Vinny or I, and then it goes through like a band filter, and then it comes out the other side, most likely not anything like the original demo turned out. And I think, I really love that aspect of it, because it makes it uniquely us as a song rather than the three of us playing one person's song.
I think we were finally starting to really trust each other too. Like, everybody's ideas are valid, not that they weren't before, but there's just a larger trust between all three of us that each idea that comes up is worth trying. And we're all equal and important writers when it comes to the songs.
So how long have you guys been a band?
About 4 years.
4 years.
Going on 4 years in October, yeah.
I know, because that's when I met Julia.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, happy early birthday to the band. Do any of you have any, like, other loves or passions besides music?
Yes.
Yeah. We all got our trade.
Do you mind me asking what they are?
I'm a woodworker and carpenter. I build furniture, and I'm also a handyman and fix stuff all the time. It's a nice release, because you actually get to stand back at the end of the day and see, like, real progress, which is different than songwriting.
I got a couple passions, but I just recently stopped being a courier on a bike in Minneapolis. And now I'm taking over running a print studio based out of Northeast Minneapolis. Doing a lot of screen printing, a lot of etching, relief, all that kind of fun stuff.
I love Twitter. It's kind of an inside joke, because like, I do a lot of social media, and it takes up a lot of time with the band. But no, I really like outdoor sports a lot, and fly fishing. I do a lot of fly fishing. So.
Till my baby treats me wrong. all alone. I'll go down that lonesome road, cause it will lead me to my home.
It will lead me to my home.
I'm Mohammed Elrous and you are listening to The Live Feed and our coverage of Boats and Bluegrass 2015 with The Last Revel. We now hand it back to Anne Clish as she visits with the band about their influences and more.
So if you had to dabble in one other genre of music, or it doesn't have to be just one, if you had to dabble in another genre of music, what would it be?
Metal. Metal. Yeah. I'd give that a shot. Yeah, why not?
Psychobilly and punk.
Yes.
Sound for film.
Yeah. Sound for film.
I'd do that. Yeah, sound landscapes. That's what I'd do. Yeah.
All right. Do you think that like kind of bleeds over into your sound? Because
Absolutely. There's a little bit of metal and psychobilly and soundscape, film soundscape in there in the last album. So it all meets in the middle.
I think that's what's so wonderful about this group, like being in this group for me, is that we're all bashing ideas against each other that are completely different. It's so fun to find out what happens. That's my favorite part of this band.
Compromising.
Yeah.
Meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Very cool, very cool. All right, who were some of your musical inspirations when you were growing up, or who's like your favorite band if you had to pick one? I know it's kind of like asking which child is your favorite, but...
Can I pick two at least?
Yes.
Okay, so definitely Against Me was really formative in the kind of music that I was listening to. And of course, Brandi Carlile. Brandi Carlile bridged a gap for me between that like acoustic punk music and just something real soulful and nice.
A lot of my favorite musicians tend to be kind of influenced from the beginning, like Bob Dylan and Neil Young are two that really stand out to me as two that I latched onto right away when I was younger. So
I grabbed onto Tom Waits the first time I heard him and then kept listening. I just loved his lyrics so much, and that led me to see Townes Van Zandt. And I thought those lyrics were absolutely impeccable, and no one's come close to them since. That's what I think.
All right, very cool. So what was your first instrument that you played, and when did you start playing it?
I started playing violin really young, like third grade, because I had grown up in my family's restaurants, and I had always heard this classical Italian violin music playing in the background. So I figured I ought to try and figure that out. And such an inspiring little instrument for me to kind of play around with. Then I stopped really caring about it for a bunch of years. And then heard Gogo Bordello play when Flogging Molly play, where there's like these fiddle bits that are just so impeccable and just awesome. And they fit on top of electric, acoustic, whatever. So that brought me back to it.
I started playing trumpet when I was in grade school. I didn't last super long, but then I picked up the guitar when I was in middle school and high school, and then that kind of took me to where I am now. So
I grew up in a cheese and polka town, so the first instrument I learned to play was tuba, and that actually carried me all the way through college and got the old degree in hand playing tuba. But I have to be honest, I never really enjoyed it. But all the other instruments were much easier to learn because of the upbringing with tuba.
Very cool, very cool. Was anyone else in your family musical that you had to like learn from, or?
No.
My grandma and grandpa on either side were pretty musically inclined. But yeah, my dad loved Johnny Cash because he thought he only sang one note so he could sing along.
Nope. Nobody in my family ever played any music, so. First, yeah, I guess so.
I mean, my brother introduced me to a lot of music, and he played guitar, but nobody growing up really played much music around me. But apparently that's how my parents met originally. That's my dad played accordion on some cable TV show. My mom saw it when she was like 12.
Thank you. good people.
To stay.
You've been listening to the live feed and our coverage of Boats and Bluegrass 2015. We now return to The Last Revel, interviewed by Anne Clish. I'm Mohammed Elrous, and you are listening to the live feed.
All right, so if you weren't in music right now, what do you think you would be doing with your life?
Oh, God. Man, that is such a hard question to wrap my head around.
Yeah. I'd be drinking a lot.
More now?
Yeah, but for different reasons. I'd probably be doing more woodworking than I should be.
Yeah, we'd probably find ourselves in the passions that we had before, but it probably wouldn't quite be the same.
All right, well, last question. What is the best advice you've been given, whether it be music-related or life-related?
I listened to this interview. Charlie Parr, he's a musician from Duluth, and he was talking about how the bottom always falls out. No matter what, it'll always fall out. And I really took that to heart. Like, there's nothing you can do. It's always going to fall apart. There
man,
you go.
Charlie's way more of a nihilist than I took him for.
Well, that's how I interpreted it, I guess. I don't know if that's how Charlie meant it or not, but I mean, it's just, it's true. It's like we're playing in this band and we're enjoying every moment that we get because you never know when it's not going to be there. And I really latch onto that as much as I can. Not saying we don't like each other and we're not going to take it as far as we can, but you never know. Things change in a heartbeat, so.
Just enjoy the moment, basically.
Yeah, exactly. All
right. Let's go musically related. I remember someone told me about whether you should play a show or not, and this goes out to any other musician that's ever had to decide whether they want to play a show or not. And I say you should play every show, but their reasoning was you have to play it for two of three reasons. And it's got to be either exposure, fun, or money. And if it's not at least two of those, you shouldn't play the gig. But I totally disagree sometimes. And if it's fun enough, just do it.
Fun is definitely the one that wins over probably 99% of the time. Yeah, so I met Kev Moe this summer, and my girlfriend was like, that's what she grew up listening to. So it was really fun to meet this guy, see what he's all about. It just made the most respected women in my eyes just melt. And I was just drinking a beer backstage and he came up and started talking to us. And as he turned around to walk away, he's just like, just remember one thing. You always got to play for the ladies. And I saw him later.
That's why you took your shirt off.
And that's why I took my shirt off.
There's always a reason.
Yeah, he also told me that my girlfriend's cute. That was pretty cool.
All right, well, thank you guys for taking some time out of your day. I'll let you get back to Los Lobos. I don't want you to miss that. Get back to the festival. And once again, this has been Anne for KQAL on the live feed. And people I've been interviewing are...
Vinny Donatelli.
Ryan Aker.
Lee Hankey, and we're The Last Revel.
Thank you. Still, so I'm just
Thanks again to The Last Rebel for sharing with us on the live feed. More information on The Last Rebel can be found at www.thelastrebel.com, on Facebook, and on Twitter. I'm Mohammed Erous, and you've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.